Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th, with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow, I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
All right, this episode of the Safe Trip Podcast is about raw dogging. Reggie?
Take it away.
Yeah.
Yo, take it away, Reggie.
What up? Yeah, so I was talking about raw dogging. That's right.
No.
But not raw dogging in the way that like most people think about it.
Right.
It's like when you take a flight, right? When you go on a plane.
Yeah. How do you raw dog a flight? Yeah.
Okay. So you sit down in your seat and you just stare at the screen. It's normally for long flights. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be 5 to 7 hours.
So you literally just sit
so
there.
So like the longer
you sit there and you do nothing.
The longer the flight is, the rawer it is.
The rawer, the more of a dog
but,
you are.
But like we said, okay. You can't have, there's no snacks.
No,
you don't have a phone.
No,
you don't
phone,
look at your
no
phone.
No water.
You don't even ask for the peanuts.
What about bathroom breaks?
You don't even put the
seat. No peanuts.
I think
no
you, I think you can go to the bathroom. Down. You can go to the bathroom.
No, you don't put the tray down.
No okay. Music. You can't listen to your headphones.
No, there's no.
You, no you, stimulation.
No.
Can I look out the window?
You also have to leave your seat.
No.
You have to leave.
I don't think so.
No, you can't. That's the whole thing. You sit on the aisle seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your seat has to be upright the whole time. Like you can't put
okay.
You can't put your seat and you just stare at a blank screen.
Can I fight the guy
like,
in the middle seat?
Is it a meditating?
No. No.
Definitely, actually, it's definitely some form of meditation.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're supposed to like think about, you know.
And people hit their, they
what
always,
do you think about?
They share their personal records online.
Okay, Nigel, have you ever raw dogged a flight?
No.
No, you lose.
Not even once.
You loser.
Did I buy internet on the flights?
Have you ever seen anybody doing this?
Our friend.
My buddy. So we have a good friend who does that. I've looked at him a few times and he was doing it before it became like a thing.
Yeah.
He just stared.
Yeah. When we went to Japan, he didn't watch a single show. He turned on flight tracker. He slept for the first half and then he just watched the flight tracker for 6 hours.
Does that make the flight go by faster?
No.
I don't know what it does.
I think you just described like an air marshal's job. Like that's what they do. They just get on the flight. They sit there and they're just waiting. They're just like.
They put their sleep mask on. So their hearing gets like more strong, more
so
good.
Wait, is that how you can identify it?
Probably.
A marshal?
I think it's just a laptop bag, but in there it's just no laptop, just a gun.
You're just staring at the seat in front of them.
The vein starts popping out. Every time somebody stands up, they go on ready mode.
Yeah, that's exactly what that. Have you ever tried to identify an air marshal? Do they look like that?
Yeah, I know. I have family friends that are air marshals. They show me.
They just look like that in general.
Yeah, like family dinners. They're like,
he looks like they're trying to shit the whole time.
I feel like the air marshal job is like the simultaneously. It's like stressful because anything could happen, but nothing ever does.
I don't know, man.
Okay, I have a question.
I'm sure something's happened.
I'm sure the guy's waiting. Like
you said, they have a gun, right, Kevin?
Oh yeah, they get a gun.
So like, what happens if you shoot a gun on an airplane?
Yeah, that's a good question.
They have really good aim too.
Yeah,
like. Is it like a small gun?
No.
It must be like just a pistol.
It's a pistol.
Like a what, 22?
No, I'm pretty sure it's a 9mm and they have special ammo, like fragmentation ammo.
Oh, so it won't go through the plane?
No. Well,
it'll just hit other passengers.
No, it's not like a grenade. I think it would go through the plane if you shot it like, you know, at a window or the wall. But I think if you hit somebody, it's supposed to like explode inside of them.
Oh, so it doesn't go through them?
Yeah, so it doesn't go through them.
Okay.
So it's like better than a normal hollow point.
And is it illegal then to like privately to have stuff like that?
No, not privately. But if like you were an actual cop and you shot somebody with this, it'd be like,
deadly.
Bro, what are you? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's like extra deadly.
What happens if they miss though?
They used to have like little BBs in there. So when the bullet hits, it's like a shotgun shell opens up.
Inside?
Yeah, inside.
Wow.
Or the whole bullet's like a compressed metal. So it turns into dust. Like,
humans, dude, we're so good at killing each other.
I know.
I love it.
We're so advanced.
That's just your whole job. It's like, how do you make a bullet more horrible inside of somebody?
I don't know. It's probably worse than being a taxidermist.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, where's Pikachu? Oh, there's Pikachu. Yeah, do you see him right behind you?
Oh, they should use liquid sodium metal bullets.
Right, what's
interesting.
What's the worst bullet you could give to an air marshal?
Probably, I almost guaranteed the dragon's breath one.
Okay, that's pretty good. Everybody catches on fire.
Just the guy just starts shooting shotgun rounds.
Dude, that would be really bad. The whole plane would just catch on fire.
Oh, maybe like one of those bolo rounds where it's like two slugs attached by a wire and it just goes like,
oh my God.
Like, it wraps up every passenger into like a big bonfire.
No. They just specifically target the economy passengers.
I paid too much for this shit.
There's also I remember seeing this years ago on YouTube when that gun came out. I think it was the AA-12. It's I think it's fully auto shotgun with like a drum.
Oh yeah.
But you can get ones that are like high explosive rounds.
Like little grenades?
Yeah.
Like shoot little. That's so cool.
And they're supposed to go through like concrete and stuff.
There's like a
Call of Duty. That would be good on the plane if you just get something.
It's in Call of Duty as well.
But with the exploding bullets?
Yeah.
Would that be more dangerous, like little like explosives in a bullet versus just like a shrapnel bullet?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And that they do that.
It's like 50% more bullet per bullet.
Per bullet, we put bullets in the bullet.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the worst bullet you could make is probably something that's like a small explosive.
Yeah.
So it just hits and then blows up.
Yeah, like a mini artillery shell.
That's the thing that exists.
Kind of, shopping. Yeah. Do you remember from Call of Duty there was a gun called like the
That's Call of Duty. It's not real.
No, it is real. It's like the XM30, dude. This was my favorite gun. XM30 or something.
It's a shotgun that just blows up. Is it the shotgun?
No, it's like it shoots like 25 millimeter grenades or something. So they're like an inch, right? And a shotgun I think is like 0.8 inches. So it's not much bigger than a shotgun round. Yeah.
Diameter?
An inch diameter.
Bro, you don't need explosives. But you like knock your head clean up.
It's got like this laser rangefinder on it. So you like you see where the person is, right? And you like lays them, and that's like the distance that it'll blow up at. And then you like it's made for shooting like above cover. So then it blows up above them and like
Shoots
down.
Yeah.
It knows? How does it know? Like sets a timer?
Yeah, so like a
I've never seen that coming out of the gun.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It programs the grenade before you shoot it.
Dude, that's got to cost like thousands of dollars each.
Yeah. If you look on the Wikipedia article too, it's like it was a huge success with the soldiers that they tried it with, except one time the grenade blew up in the gun.
I was going to say.
And then they canceled the whole program.
That's why it like cost one mistake, $1,500.
Gone. Yeah. Each round was like handmade for the trial too.
You know what terrifies me? Well, it's actually a thing I shouldn't terrify me because I'll never have to experience it. Just talking about things blowing up in the gun. There are defects in like mortar shells and artillery rounds.
Oh.
There's a defect rate. And then also sometimes you use the barrel too much and you wear it out. Hmm. And when you go to shoot it, it just blows up.
Or it's too hot or something.
Well, there's stories of people like dropping a mortar in and it just kind of just blows up in the shell. Usually the stories were from like, you know, old crappy mortars that
outdated and expired. Yeah.
But sometimes the shell is just not, I guess, strong enough.
But wait, have you guys ever heard of anyone who actually fired, like shot someone, like an air marshal that shot someone on a plane?
I have
Has that actually ever happened?
Maybe they don't publish it.
I could, man, only if we had
maybe they never have
this.
To shoot anybody. They just like tackle them.
Or it's just a threat.
Yeah.
It's like you pull it out and you just like kind of hold it.
Yeah.
But it's you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But it's kind of
sideways a little bit too.
I'm an air marshal.
Just kind of wave it around, you know?
Because like
everyone will back down. Like, why would you engage with the guy?
The majority of what they're doing has to be just like
threatening.
Just drunk people.
That's what I'm thinking.
So it's like when the guys are just drunk, you don't just pull out your gun on them.
Well, I mean, it depends how aggressive the drunk guy is getting, right?
Yeah, but if he's swinging a knife, but most of them are just like verbally offensive.
Right.
You don't just like
the one where they tape the guy to the chair.
See, that's normally what they do.
Yeah, but how do you tape the guy? You got to point the gun at him while somebody else is taping.
I don't. I think the guy is just like.
What do you do? The tape, the first layer of tape is like stuck too hard to the roll.
Right.
You pull out your gun
and you peel it. You peel it a little bit. You know, you get it through and then start duct taping. Start taping the passenger.
Mm. Oh, wait, who are you?
Oh, yes. My name is Reggie. Hello.
Today's special guest is Reggie.
What up?
No context.
You know, true fans will be able to tell. They'll know.
I think so. It's possible. Maybe not.
What cues could you give the true fans for them to know?
That's crazy. Wow. Really?
These are his ad libs.
These are my ad libs. These are my ad libs.
This is like half of what he says in the video.
Yeah. That's it.
Hey,
yeah.
Nigel, check this out.
Here, yo, this, look at this. Dude, I think I gave it away. You to open.
I kind of gave it away.
I get it. Here, take this.
Yeah,
wow.
Check this out.
That's great. Wow. Dude, amazing. That's amazing. Woo.
I just charted.
Yeah, no.
No, we cut those lines. We never cut those out.
No, I never got there yet.
That's Niall Brown.
Yeah, that's not there yet. But yeah.
Not yet.
We're working on it.
No, we always cut those scenes though.
I thought it'd be fun to have your subordinate on the podcast. I had my boss on the podcast, and there's something fun about just asking if I was a good employee or if Niall Red is a good boss.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to cause a war right now.
Is he a good employee?
I remember last time it was about refrigerator.
Bonuses are coming right now, dude.
What was the refrigerator thing about again? Do you even remember?
No, Will.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember. Honestly, I was half asleep.
Those wounds have finally healed.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Never mind.
I don't remember
about Reggie storing food in the lab fridge.
The lab fridge.
He's talking about when there's leftover food inside of the fridge.
Oh, that's like the office fridge.
Yeah, the work.
But we fixed that problem.
We fixed it. Okay. It's true. Yeah, we hired someone to empty out our fridge every couple of days. No.
I don't know how it was fixed. I think he just got power to throw at anything.
Yeah, I just go and
dictator,
take,
fridge
well,
dictator.
If it's like sitting in there for like, food's sitting in there for like three, I'll give it like a few days. Like after three days, I just toss it.
I'm the
out.
Fridge dictator, but you can for sure, you call me a fridge dick.
I'll take it.
The fridge marshal.
I am the fridge marshal, dude. I have to be. Somebody
Reggie's
has to
like,
be.
Who's lasagna? Just pulls out his olive oil.
It's true.
But we should say, we do have one thing that's been in the fridge for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a muffin.
Oh, I was going to ask if it was piss.
No.
It's a separate fridge.
We have a muffin. Guess how long? Yeah, it's a different fridge, actually. But guess how long we've kept this muffin refrigerated for?
If I had a muffin in the fridge and it became a joke, I think I would try to keep it there as long as possible. Is that what's happening?
Until it shriveled up to a muffin raisin or something?
Oh, no.
A year? 12 months?
Oh, it's just petrified and hard?
Will says a year. What do you say?
I'd say 6 months.
Okay, it's at 5 years.
Wait, what's it look like?
It is rock solid. I think if you hit someone on the head, it's like getting hit with a billiard ball.
Yeah,
it's like a brick.
It's it looks exactly the same as normal.
I've never seen a muffin like that before.
It's rock solid.
Is it a blueberry muffin?
It's a banana muffin.
Wait, so is it banana? I thought it was a...
No, it's a banana
it
muffin.
It is a banana
There's
muffin.
One way to find out.
But it is rock... Literally, if you knock your finger on it, like, it's like...
It actually... Dude, it's send it to the Water Jet channel. Cut it now.
Yeah.
No, we want to try to recreate it or launch it or do something.
So is it survived
Turn it
like
into a weapon?
A move too, right?
It's survived full move.
So exactly. Yeah. We kept it refrigerated for the move.
It's like an organ.
The other thing I have is I bought a little box of cat milk. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay. That has been in the fridge.
Cats?
When I bought it, I did not have a cat.
Okay. Is it actually milk from cats?
It was,
or milk
it was
for cats?
Cat milk by Whiskas.
So by cats, like for cats.
It's by cats, for cats.
Yeah, made by
what's
cats.
What's the company called?
Whiskas.
That's got some energy to it. I don't know how to describe it.
It was from the dollar store.
Okay.
But I bought it.
It's a treat for your cat.
Okay,
yeah,
making
it's a cat treat. Okay.
Cereal with different animal milks.
But wait. Kevin, I want to finish it. I want you to guess this.
Okay.
I bought the Whiskas cat milk. I did not have a cat at the time.
Okay.
Which I am implying now I do have a cat.
And it died.
But, yeah,
it's a cute cat.
No.
It's a cute cat.
I did not have a cat, okay? And I've kept that refrigerated since I got it.
Okay.
Okay, just even through moves, through multiple fridges. How many years? I should have said how long. But how many years have I had that cat milk?
Dude, this is like an actual mental illness.
It's got to be longer than the muffin.
It kept
long
enough.
Sunk cost fallacy.
So it was long enough that it's a meme, and I do want to crack it open one day.
Like 8 years?
I would say eight.
Okay, you're saying eight.
Yeah.
It's more.
Oh my God. 12? No, 10?
I think it's 12.
It's pretty damn old.
No.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
I got it before I graduated university.
Is it liquid?
It's a liquid.
You know it's got to be fucked.
I shake it, and it's not separated.
How
is it see-through?
No.
Okay. It's a mystery box.
It's a paper box.
It's inside one of
those cartons. Oh, God. It's a paper carton.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like there's a little bit of pressure, but nothing that bad.
If it was 10,
I want to crack it open.
Crack open a cold one.
See, this, years.
This is why we needed a fridge marshal. We couldn't let
we have enough food memes, Nigel.
This is a relic. This one's at home, though. This is at my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, you know.
But it's been refrigerated. I don't think that counts after 12 years.
How did you keep the muffin refrigerated in the move? Just an ice chest?
No, we had to. Yeah, we had to transport it very quickly.
It was a.
did you break any laws?
No.
The fridge was transferred directly from the old office to the new office, which is like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But just to keep it cold, I think I threw ice packs and we put all of our frozen stuff in with the muffin. So it makes a difference.
You sacrifice all the frozen foods just to
frozen stuff and the stuff in the fridge anyway, so we kind of left it. I remember checking it and everything was still good.
Yeah, the fridge.
And
the
we plugged it back in.
Oh.
The freezer stayed good. The food was
good. The muffin looks perfectly normal.
Wait, we also have the other thing there. We have the cheese slices. And they're like we have cheese slices.
Yeah, that's going. The ones we made for the American cheese.
American cheese.
That's been in the fridge since we made the video. It has to be a year.
So yeah,
they're just like
no,
like
they, it's like they, armored plates.
They actually are plastic.
Yeah,
actually on a flight, sit next to the air.
They are plastic now, so we're trying to figure out something to do with them.
Put them in a 3D.
He keeps trying to throw them out. I'm like, no, we can make a video.
Every couple of weeks, I'm like, oh, dude, we gotta. And then we're like, wait, no, we can use these.
Well, no, I said we can shoot it with a BB gun. And then Nargo's, no, we just shoot it with a large caliber rifle. And I'm like, no.
Well, because they're so, like,
Are they really? It's like, it's hard, like glass.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, solid.
If you drop it, will it
would
just
shatter?
Like,
it would shatter.
Would it? Would it, though? I don't know.
It's like brittle plastic.
Yeah, maybe. But the texture is weird, man.
I can't.
Like, no, that's metal.
You were tapping on it?
Yeah. It's like brittle plastic.
Wait, I have a question. Oh, I'm not really judging you right now because I also have done this. I like made
this is for content.
A gingerbread house out of, or and I made a trailer.
That's what
park
we all tell
gingerbread.
Ourselves, Nigel.
It was a trailer park gingerbread house. It was like a trailer that I made gingerbread, laser cut it, put it together. And that thing lived in the fridge for like almost an entire year. It actually burned with the house.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm not giving you shit for keeping shit in the fridge for a long time. I'm just asking, why did you keep the cheese in the fridge for a long time? Because like I kind of know why I keep stuff, but I'm curious why you keep stuff.
I can tell you. So going down the line,
what flavor of mental illness do you have?
No, I'm going to explain going down the line things. The cat milk.
Yeah.
Okay. I bought as a joke, and then I put it in the fridge in the basement when I was living at home, and I forgot about it. When I found it 3 years later, I was like, oh. Well, it's kind of funny that it's so old. I'm just going to leave it there. So it wasn't like an often used fridge.
It's like a family heirloom.
Yeah. So that's why that's there. It went on so long. It's just funny. The muffin was just forgotten. We found it a year later because it was just lost. And it was so rock solid. We're like, we have to get to the bottom of this.
It's kind of like, awesome, honestly.
This is like a video to do something with. And then we just haven't. But we are planning to make content with the muffin.
Yeah, and it's cool.
The more it ages, the funnier it gets.
It's like an artifact at
this
point.
Yes. Yeah. It's like perfectly intact.
Yeah. There's no mold. There's
if
nothing.
If you put it with another it would be like muffin roulette.
Well, you would never bite it. You would know it's rock solid the moment
you
touch it.
No, but like you go to a party with it somewhere in a group of six
somebody
muffins.
Would try to bite it.
Some drunk person grabs and blows their mouth open.
Your teeth would snap. Wait, I want to say, and the cheese one. The moment we saw that it was like hard, because we left it in for like 3 days with no covering, we were like, yeah, this is trash. We should throw it out. But then it really looked indistinguishable from plastic. So I was like,
is it still
there's
yellow?
Kind of some, yeah, yeah kind like of something plastic. Funny about the cheese. It has become plastic.
What if it's warm? Is it still firm?
We haven't gone that far into it.
Could you sharpen it and then like use it as throwing cheese stars knife? Or something? Hell,
yeah,
it would just explode on a soft target. It would work.
Yeah, you can shank someone with a Kraft single slice made out of plastic. Well, our version of it.
Yeah.
And then it would melt inside of them.
And they have a bacterial infection.
Actually, no, then they get stabbed and they're lying on the ground waiting for the ambulance. They can have like a little snack.
They like pull it out to eat it and then they, like the artery is now like so bad. You never pull the knife out, you idiot.
So that's just a good question. I was listening to some medical stuff, and they're always like, if you get stabbed, don't pull the knife out. I feel like I would.
I think I would have a very hard time. It's just, if it was like, if I pulled on it and it was like kind of stuck, I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to pull it out. But no, if it's like I could.
If you feel like you have a knife in you, that doesn't feel good.
No.
Yeah, but pulling it out, it's got to hurt though. No? Like that's. Yeah, but,
how much better could it feel pulling it out?
Dude, I think it hurts even more.
Have you ever stepped on a nail or anything?
Yeah.
A long time ago. Yeah. And pulling it out, I think, is worse than stepping on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Don't they call
feeling it like when it's sitting in there, like a nail, like the knife being sharp, anytime you like move, it hurts more.
Yeah, but it's just an accessory now. It's a part of you.
Yeah, let it soak, bro.
The reason that you're not supposed to do that, right, is because like if it's like, you know, like, in a vein, yeah, if you pull it out, it's like, stopping the blood. But like, I feel like your blood would be able to make its way around the knife anyway, right?
It's
because
as you get stabbed, it's like it's pushing your...
blood,
you
know, your arteries apart.
It's like rubber. It's like a little rubber hose.
Exactly. It's like stabbing a bunch of rubber. It's like there is pressure pushing on the blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's, yeah.
Enough, it's not a lot. I think it's enough to be not a lot of bleeding.
Like it plugs the hole a little bit.
It plugs it kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you pull it out and you just start like leaking.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'd be sitting there with a knife in me being like, man, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I have to like have will myself not to just like yank
that
it out.
That is so funny. Like, put it back. You're like, okay.
What are the rules? Like, let it soak. Like, if it's longer than what, let it soak.
Yeah, you have to come up with a mnemonic.
Is that it?
I
feel like if it's longer than a few inches.
Let it soak.
Yeah, you got to let it
soak.
Yeah, because like 1 inch, you can't soak. There's not
there's no point in letting it soak if it's only
if you get stabbed,
it's like a splinter.
Like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on. Like,
I could kill someone with a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if someone stabbed you in the arm with a Swiss Army knife, you'd take that out.
I can kill someone with a cheese knife.
Yeah.
If you probably should.
Yeah. Where do people get stabbed?
Not that I think so.
You're the fridge marshal.
But I'm not taking out the cheese slices and sharpening them into knives.
Where do people get stabbed?
I think everywhere. Is it all over?
Downtown.
Like Chelsea's brother got stabbed in like the thigh.
Exactly.
But like in the chest, right?
The problem is the chest, it's really hard to, people do it, but you have to go like in between the ribs.
You have to like angle it perfectly. Like you should hold your knife like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you always see the stories of like the guy going to the ER because someone stabbed him in the head.
That's a bold
He's like, move.
I tried pulling it out.
They're like, that is the one where you don't even have a choice. You
like wiggle it out?
I think it's so wet. It's like taking a knife and like stabbing it into like it goes through a piece of wood. You know what I mean? It's just so wedged. You can't take it out.
Makes me feel a bit better.
I feel like your head, I wouldn't take that out.
It's pretty strong. Your head's pretty strong.
Yeah, but it's like the
it's in your brain, right? You take it out, you're like,
but I mean, it's not moving because the skull's holding it. Whereas I feel here, if it's in like, you know, the soft meaty areas.
Yeah.
Every time you move, it just hurts.
But can you imagine you go to the hospital, okay, you got a knife in your head. You're just waiting in emergency. And then, you know, you go to the triage and they're like, oh, you know, we'll get you there right away.
No,
pull it out, you're speaking perfectly fine.
Yeah.
They pull it out and you're like, duh.
And then you start speaking Spanish.
You start screaming and don't stop.
That's it. You're done.
Dude, that has to happen. That's basically lobotomy, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, depending on where you get stabbed, that must be just a frightening experience. Like, sir, we need.
I think there's also the stories of like someone being, I mean, it goes both ways. I think it was, who is it? Phineas Cage, who was like,
oh yeah,
it's a famous story. I think he was like a super nice guy or something. And then he was working on a railroad and like got a spike or went in his head.
Oh yeah, that's a classic
And he just
story.
Became like, I An think asshole? Like a complete douche. Or was the other way around? It was like,
Wasn't he a jerk and then he became a really nice guy?
I thought he became a douche.
Interesting.
But maybe it's one of the other ways where
that's
it's
like a psychology.
It completely,
besides that, he was like fine. Besides that, I think.
Yeah, apparently he just got like crazy, like his entire personality shifted.
I can imagine it definitely going both ways because like you hit the wrong part and all of a sudden you get frustrated more easily.
Yeah.
Or another part and you like.
It fixes the frustration.
Everything's like a little numb. Like
it was one or the other. He was like a douche and it cured him, or he was a nice guy. And he, unfortunately, I mean, people make that such a big story. They're like, he was such a nice guy. Then he's got a railroad spike through his head and he became angry. I'm like, I think that's just a thing. You got a spike through your head. You're probably not that happy.
I would be pissed.
You're just like, yeah. And because he became a nice guy, he couldn't sue the railroad company. It's all good. It's okay.
I'm trying to imagine like you get stabbed in the head. And
I think
like,
it's almost always bad, just to be clear.
Like, if you, there's like a curve, like what happens? Like, are you dumber? Like what? Okay, on average, are smart people nicer than dumb people, or dumb people, or is there a curve where it's like you become smart enough, like you when you exit being dumb, you become like mean and angry, but then when you get extra smart, you become nicer.
For some reason, I think there's like it's a bimodal thing.
Oh
where
yeah,
it's like when you're the, dumb, you treat everyone super nicely,
yeah,
and the smartest,
and the, yeah, and then when you're really smart, you treat people nicely, but in between, there's like this big valley trough.
Yeah,
like oh, wait, that's average.
Yeah.
Oh exactly. No.
Yeah,
the average person is just the worst.
But the smarter person is just being condescending, though. Ultimately, yeah. They're no, so but, smart no,
but,
that
but
they treat everyone underneath.
But I
them.
Say it's the other curve, like the smart person.
Yeah,
but then they get too smart. Now they're just
oh yeah yeah that's right yeah
they treat everyone horribly.
They just can't communicate anymore.
Yeah, they need a railroad spike to the head to make them
well,
calmer.
One more millimeter in. Oop, we went too far.
With a lot of this stuff with your brain, though, it's like. You know, you would hit the part that keeps you from feeling from
feeling.
There's a lot of parts.
What
that
I'm
do
trying
that.
To say is like your brain works by like, you know, your automatic response is to hiccup, right? But your brain always has to turn that off.
Mm.
So like your brain, like with getting a boner, it's like your natural state is like having
grandma,
one.
Grandma,
and then your
grandma,
brain
grandma,
is like
grandma.
Sending signals to like no.
Is that
no.
how it works?
Oh, yeah, that's actually like that and hiccups and sneezing, I think.
Damn.
I think it's really like a lot of things.
So what happens if like your brain got triggered and you're just stuck with an indefinite boner?
Seizure.
Is that a pot?
So I think it's like your default mode is angry and your
you
brain
can't.
Just keeps you like
a railroad
happy.
Spike hit your brain and now you're just stuck with it. Like it did
you
something.
Think about, what do you think about to make your boner go away?
You.
I mean, that's honestly, I don't feel
wait.
Like I'm not insulted. Yeah. This is great.
That's actually significantly
that's a perfectly
not,
reasonable yeah. answer.
Now it's going to be the 5-year-old muffin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
no.
Oh,
you
no,
haven't
it's
even
not
seen
working.
It, Kevin.
It's not working, Kevin.
It's older. It's older. 8 years.
Yes.
Eight
yes.
Years.
100-year-old muffin.
12-year-old cat milk.
Oh, God. Oh wait, no.
Dude, 12-year-old cat milk with
oh, wait,
the 5-year-old
no.
Muffin. Dr. Disrespect over here.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
What do you think about getting railroad spiked in the head?
In my head?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I'm definitely not down for that. Are you offering?
No, I don't even own a railroad spike.
Yeah, I mean, who owns a railroad? Who has railroad spikes?
I feel like if anyone did it,
I have one.
You have a railroad one? Spike?
Not on me.
Where did you get that?
I think I found it on a railroad.
Yeah.
I found it in a railroad.
Because I think like as the train goes over and it shakes, they just come out.
I found it in a dude's head.
I actually think as a kid, I pulled it out of the railroad.
If you did, though.
It was like already
you deserve
out.
It.
Yeah, you deserved that. Like yeah. that was
That's
doing,
what I'm saying. It was
nothing.
Already out.
It wasn't contributing anything to society. No.
It was like already like almost all the way out. And I just like pulled a few out.
That's
a few. Okay, so.
What?
It was one and now it's a few.
Okay, yeah. It was
okay,
like 100.
Well, let's say everybody did it, Nigel. Yeah.
Well, then the train would have no, the rails would fall to cause a major train accident.
Hey, Google, really? Search train accidents Canada 2000 to 2005.
Yeah.
What's kind of crazy is how often train derailments happen.
Where, by you?
I don't know. I just feel like they happen often.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard that. Because remember when
it's
that
like
one train
just
derailed in Ohio and like it caused an apocalypse? I remember hearing
but
like
low scale derailments.
Those things happen all the time, actually. But they're never carrying like horrible waste.
Oh yeah,
you know?
The Ohio spill with giant death clouds. I forgot about
there
that.
There was two here, I think, two passenger trains.
Okay. Usually it's like freight. And
stuff.
I think our derailment.
The passengers horrific.
Have been passenger. Yeah, people died.
Damn.
It's never as deadly as you think, though.
It
you know,
should be
like,
worse.
Yeah, you feel like it'd be way worse, like a plane crash.
Yeah,
but it's usually like. Those people are fine.
They're pretty bad though. Like
there's no
like,
seat belts on the train.
That's the thing too. Yeah. You just go flying around inside the train.
Oh, that's a good product. Sell train seat
it's,
belts.
It's like
to the paranoid people.
It's like a zero gravity flight.
You're just flying around there for a few seconds.
It just doesn't end as well.
And they're always, you ever see the pictures of those? They're always like just a bunch of trains sideways.
Yeah. They're like
accordions.
Zigzag. Like,
yeah. Is that just like the natural way these trains just end up, you know?
Yeah.
They can't stop. And so they just like.
And they're all kind of coupled.
It would be funny if they like all smashed into each other like a soda can, like crunch, 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 crunch.
And then it makes a sound as it crushes.
And so when it's, you have to run
like
to the back as it's crashing.
Exactly.
Looney Tunes physics.
A bunch of red juice starts coming out of the.
You know what? Whenever I go on high speed trains, like the ones in like Japan or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say we don't have any of those here.
I feel like someone's just like, what stops someone from putting like, you know, just a couch on
those
the tracks?
Those are super secure. Those are like, I think.
What
like,
if someone just parks a truck on the tracks?
You can't.
But what
there's no interception. So you like, you do you remember yeah, those are all yeah. Barbed wire.
But I meant like as an act of terror.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that.
Like, do you just blow off?
They probably have cameras.
Not even terrorists in Japan would mess with the trains.
Yeah.
Like, there's a code of ethics.
Actually, the one terror attack, they did mess. Well, they didn't mess with the train. They did it on a train.
That's true.
Sarin gas.
That's like a sacred place in Japan.
Oh, really?
Which was insane. It was some weird cult.
I respect that. They like let the trains stay on time, but everyone's dead when it shows
up. Yeah. They didn't mess with the actual train.
They literally like backpacks or something, or how'd they do
people,
that?
People they'd sarin in glass or something, and then they just went on the train and just like broke the glass.
Wait,
like,
when poured when
it
was out. This?
Yeah,
this was
poured
a long
it.
Time ago.
Oh, yeah. This was like 10+ years ago.
What is sarin gas too?
Well, sarin is like the nerve gas.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a gas. I think it's a liquid. Actually, yeah, I don't know.
It was a liquid. Yeah.
Hmm.
But it's like it's effectively what certain pesticides are for bugs.
Mm.
Like it just makes it stops your nervous system in certain ways from being able to shut off. Like it blocks the thing that stops the signal.
Oh.
So your muscles just start to like spasm because you can't stop flexing.
See, that's
them
another one of those things with your brain. It's like your muscles are always like on, but there's this chemical that keeps them from staying on.
Wow.
Is that why people shit themselves when they die and get boners?
Probably.
Well, because that it is weird because I obviously.
Well, actually, that would be from. Anyway.
My biology is very limited.
Is it rigor mortis?
No, it's because it relaxes. I think.
Is that it? Okay,
well, there's ATP. And you need ATP to keep your muscles relaxed. But to make ATP, you need to be alive. But that's why when you die, you stop and your muscles start tensing. Because I think that's what it was. You don't have that molecule now to stop your muscles from tensing. So they all tense up. But then there's another process after rigor mortis that like your muscles should no longer tense.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah. So like the brain is – you can do any – like. You can become a superhero just by poking.
But I don't think that's
brain.
The brain. That's kind of just like your metabolism happening.
Your body very quickly.
No, you. I mean, you don't have a long time to live, but you can make yourself super
they
strong.
Do
for
like
a bit.
PCP, I think. You don't even need on your brain.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the same thing.
But again, that PCP? That attack yeah, can, like, didn't kill as many people as you would think for like letting a nerve.
You can start and like stop trains.
It didn't. It wasn't as deadly as you would have thought for somebody like spilling a bunch of nerve gas on a train. You know, I think it only killed like 8 people.
That's it was,
or something like that.
And nobody was inconvenienced.
They just dragged the bodies away and they're like, we have to be on
time.
Sorry,
we'll figure this out later.
They still made time.
It's like, the Japan, even the terrorists are courteous.
Like, it was enough nerve agent to probably kill, like, you know, 100,000 people.
Like, if they put up a fog machine with it, that would have been bad.
Uh-huh.
Is it like the train ventilation was really good, maybe?
I think just it doesn't vaporize that much.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's like, it's so potent that I think. It's like if you breathe it once, you pass out and you'll start having a seizure.
Wow.
So it's like it really starts like if you're standing in a train station and people start dropping and seizing, the first guy, you're like, oh, it's a medical emergency. But when people start, you see people look at it, turn away, and they start falling out and seizure. And you're like,
dude,
there is something doing this. Yeah. And so like you just leave the area.
Do you know why they did that?
Is there a reason for that? Yeah, it was like a weird cult that I don't know the details, but it was very odd because like Japan historically just does not have any attacks.
Right. Yeah. Japan was awesome. Japan, it was very peaceful walking around Japan.
We were definitely the worst part of Japan.
Yeah.
You guys.
Actually, when me and Naza were walking around, it was perfectly fine. We were pretty quiet. You guys showed up.
We were Americanless.
Dude, yeah, that's true.
Dude, suddenly people on the train were like blocking their ears and stuff.
They were getting on a different train.
That was Alan.
Yeah, when you and Alan were like just
talking.
No, like getting hyped.
Yeah,
I did see some Japanese people being like,
we're all the inappropriate Japanese phrases we were trying to learn. We were just like, we're just like a kid just like screaming it out loud, trying to say it, and people, you know, because it means nothing to you. You don't realize that you're just screaming.
I would catch
horrible.
People like staring at Alan for saying something. Yeah. They would, like an old lady would just like. like stare at him, bro. He was saying some foul stuff.
Oh, yeah. Alan knew some naughty words.
Dude, I've seen some whiplashes, and on that trade, there was a lot of whiplashes.
Yeah.
But the one thing,
dude, she almost broke her neck.
The one thing, though, about like that I think is tough, and like that's what they're having right now in Japan, because the tourism is really high.
Yeah.
But the difference, like if you come to America and you act like belligerent in public, how long do you have before somebody's like, hey, like I'm saying like,
oh, forever.
Well, it depends on how dangerous or crazy you look. If you look like a normal guy, you're just being a douche. Someone, you probably have, depending on what it is, like not that long before someone's like, hey man, can you stop? Like
there's definitely a curve of like the crazy. No one interferes. Are going to stop you.
No. But
like if you're half naked and smell really bad, nobody's, but I'm
they're
saying
like, continue, sir.
Yeah. No one wants to get involved. But if you look like you're
how
just,
can I help you today?
Like if they think that you're just an American and you're just kind of being belligerent to staff somewhere or just being loud and obnoxious. Like even we were at the water park the other day and these guys were just being loud.
Yeah.
And the staff was like, hey guy. Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the water
in Los Angeles
Harbor.
No, Raging Waters.
Oh.
Have you guys heard of that one?
They were there for like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
And the staff's like, guys, either stop.
Like Santa Barbara?
Or leave.
By Six Flags?
Yeah.
But they're also
staff. I
don't
think it's close to Six Flags. No.
I'm saying in Japan, staff.
It's close to Anaheim, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Staff or citizens in Japan, that's the problem. They almost will never confront you.
Yeah.
So it's like you can be the most obnoxious, belligerent person, and it's like they almost won't do anything. So it's becoming a problem when people, you know, it's tourists are just, they can push the limits and they kind of just.
I think like we're not even that bad. We're just
No.
Yeah. Like,
but I'm saying that they will never ever
tell you to stop.
Tell you to stop.
The confrontation is like way too awkward.
Like in America, I wonder at what point do they decide to pull out the railroad spike?
Yeah.
And just make you nice again.
They used to do it
pretty, they used to do it pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some videos online, like on trains. There's people who just like, I mean, there's fights. No, not the spike.
No.
I'm saying like fights go down on the trains.
Here?
I mean,
New York.
I feel like New York has a lot of train fights.
Probably.
Like, someone finds a like delicious little rat to eat. That's my rat. That's my giant New York rat. You just start beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Put a little top hat on the rat. Name it Mr. Snuggles or something.
Mr. Struggles.
Oh, no.
Dude, I've actually never been to, I haven't been to New York. I've never been on a New York subway, but I hear.
Wait, oh, really? Man.
I've never been on a New York subway.
But
my sisters went and they told me that the rat is actually, it's true.
I know.
There are gigantic rats that crawl on people.
I haven't seen. Oh, no. They're not sitting on the train and there's rats crawling over your head.
Yeah, no, but in the station there is.
Yeah, there's rats in the station. You're not sitting there tolerating rats on you.
No, but there's a guy pissing in the subway car, and then there's a fight.
It all smells
and then
like
some people
pee.
Come up and start breakdancing in front of you.
It all smells
and then
like
somebody
pee.
Tries to give you a Bible.
Yes,
okay. Yeah. Graffitied on the inside.
The guys who like they get in the metro or in the subway and they immediately put on their like their radio or their boombox and start like dancing and singing.
I don't really. I don't mind that.
No, that's okay.
I'll take
the one
over
where the guys peeing.
Yeah.
On everything.
Jorking it.
So, the one time I did go to New York, I went to Times Square, biggest mistake.
That also smells like pee.
And I started jelking. No.
I went to New York.
There were these breakdancers who were, they were hyping the crowd up.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, yeah.
They're doing like crazy flips. And you're like, whoa, dude. Like, and they're asking for money every once in a while. Then they start lining people up. It's a huge line. Like, I'm talking like 50 people.
Like people from the crowd.
Yeah. They're pulling you in.
Maybe not 50. That's.
Okay. I would say like 25. Let's say 25. Okay. Still some unreasonable amount of people.
Yeah.
And the guy is hyping everyone and he's going to make it look like he's going to do a backflip, like a front flip over everyone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's just not possible.
Yeah.
But everyone's staying there to collect
dude
money.
Dude number 9 is going to take it right to the head. He's going to have nuts on his face.
So I put in money, right? And I put in money. I was like, I got to see this. And then like, as soon as he went around a circle, everyone just disbanded and walked away.
No.
Yeah, like everyone just walked away.
Bro, you got hustled.
Yeah, I got hustled.
Dude.
Yeah,
they're
and I was
out
like,
there in New York, man.
I just wanted to see a guy do a flip over 25 people. I thought that
or
was
or land on the 9th person. Like Kevin said.
I'd pay money for that.
Yeah.
That, I mean, Who volunteered to be
it's
the
like, it's like $100 and I jump over 25 people. $200 and I land on somebody.
$200. I would have rather paid for that, honestly.
Dude, when I was in New York, there I was walking around Times Square too, and there's this guy, like a hobo, sitting on a sidewalk, like up against a building. And as I walk by, he takes his drink. It was like a Big Four Loco or something. He puts it out right in front of me and I kick it. Knock it over. And he's like, what the hell, bro? That was my drink. Like, you know, I saved up all day for that. Like, give me $5 for a new one right now, man. Give me $5. And I'm like, no, dude, you put it right in front of me. And it's like, it's empty anyway. Go buy a new one. And he's like following me, just yelling at me. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. Bye. And I just left him. Like, that was his hustle.
Dude,
he would just like really... have that same can, put it out, get somebody to kick it over.
He could
and get...
just harass somebody even without the can.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
They know how to hustle out there.
Yeah.
My least favorite part of New York was not the actual rats. I don't think I've ever really seen the giant rats.
I've seen like one, maybe.
The fucking sky rats, dude. The pigeons. Holy
I like the pigeons.
When you said sky rats, I thought like some weird.
That is. Yeah.
Made, like weird is. Demons. Like,
it's the sky. It's the pigeons. It's
dude, pigeons,
sky rats.
But they don't do anything.
Dude, they shit everywhere. They're like, it's like an infestation. Like the rats are nothing. I mean, I've never even seen the rats. It's the freaking pigeons, bro.
They just like do nothing.
They contribute nothing to society except shit. They shit on everything.
There's a park in New York that you go to, and a guy he like just sprinkles a bunch of bird seed on your arms, and you stand out, and like 100 pigeons flying just like on you.
And then then you leave.
Pigeon man. It's Hey Arnold.
Do you see the video of the guy who can control them with his hands?
No.
He's like, oh, it's like he's like an airbender, but he controls pigeons.
Pigeon bender.
Yeah, and he was like. Oh. Like he's literally controlling them.
That's pretty sick.
Apparently he spent years trying to train all these pigeons.
Did he just like learn the flock patterns?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
No. He actually like,
or if
he would
does
like
this,
yell
they
up
fly.
And then he'd yell down and the flock would go down and then he yells up and the flock would
he
go
probably
up.
Probably sees them already kind of going down.
Yeah.
I mean, down.
Could be another hustle. You never know. You
dude,
never
there's
know.
So many
did
hustles
give him any
out
money?
There.
No, I didn't. Didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Did he give him any money?
No, I'd be, man, I'd be bankrupt if I went to New York.
Like, all right, I get $5 a day I'm allowed to get hustled out of.
I feel like the hustles, though, in New York and America are better, it is my opinion, better than the hustles in Europe.
What are the European hustles?
They just steal your
I feel
your
like
wallet.
They're just thieves. Are we gonna go? I feel like they're just scat. Like a lot of it's like, you know, the three card Monty or like the ball in a cup. Mm. And you're just like, it's just a scam. Like it's just,
oh yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's at least the guys were doing some flips for you.
Yeah.
The other guy's like never, ever going to like, it's not anything. Like,
how does anybody fall for that shit?
So when I was I remember when I was in, I think it was France, they literally did this. We went to like the I think it was ball in a cup or three card Monty. Yeah. They're doing it.
Two dogs.
And they're like, who wants to do it? And then one guy comes from the crowd. He's like, oh, I'll do it. He's like, how much? He's like, $100. He does it, but then wins. And they give him like, you know, $100.
That's
like,
a total.
It's yeah. It looks like the guy's brother. Like yeah. It straight up was like, that's your sibling. You're related. And then they're like, oh, who wants it? You want it? And they point to the only person in the crowd who's clearly not part of their family.
Oh my God.
And you're just like, no, I'm not doing it. But it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's such an obvious scam. Like there's no anything you, or at least you got like, you saw a guy
do
some
flips.
Yeah,
the guy did some flips.
And you don't have to donate. And it's less pressure.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, they're like really hounding us to give money. I'm like, this is such an obvious
scam. How does that scam work though? It's like the ball goes into the cup. So it's like you always lose because they can like.
I don't remember exactly how it is, but it's basically just sleight of hand that they just determine.
They never even put the ball. Yeah.
They know how to move it around.
They drag it off the edge of the table or something.
Yeah. They mess with it. So it's like, you're never right.
I wonder if there's a, what kind of cup is it?
Like solo cups, isn't it? I would think
maybe.
It was like
I don't
solo
remember,
cups.
I don't remember.
That definitely seems like a video idea in here of like using radar or something to like.
Oh, so you
ground,
actually just
ground
win.
Penetrating radar?
Yeah, you ground penetrating radar.
But I think that,
but
to be honest,
in like a suitcase, you put your suitcase right down, you have somebody in an earpiece.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're just like, none of them.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And you're like, none of them.
It's in your left
How
pocket.
How do you know? It's in your left pocket.
The problem is like, it's the classic with the three cup things, the sleight of hand. When you go to, if you hide it in your palm, you can pick it up and like you throw the ball in as you're doing it.
Yeah.
So you might be like, none of them. And you'd be, he'll be like, well, no, there's actually in the middle.
And then you just keep turning up the radar until he's fucking on fire.
Yeah.
That's the real.
It's like, are you sure?
It would be really funny if he's
whistling like a potato in the microwave.
You straight up
the
get
the ball, Marshall.
You get
Dude,
you get a big x-ray machine and it's just like, he's like, no, it's under one. And you're like, no, I know there's not. And you just, you have a big screen that shows just being x-rayed in real time.
Every bone in his body flashes blue for a second.
Like you just show video evidence that he currently has nothing. And it's like recorded with him pushing the ball under the cup.
The ball's in your left pocket and you've got a tumor on your colon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can actually see everything. Yeah. You see the ball in his hand, which what's in his pocket.
He's just got a bunch of balls up his ass.
Yeah, you're right. You should give him a quick diagnosis as well.
I mean, it's for free, right? He's actually getting something from it.
He's like, which pocket is it in? And you're like, I don't really want to say.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever really been hustled. Maybe like the arcade games, which I feel like I've been before, like
with the medals. No, in Japan.
No, that's I love medals. Oh my god. Yeah, that's not a I love that because it's not a scam because you can't win.
You know you're being scammed. Yeah, but it's fun
and you can go for hours.
Yeah, because scams are designed to be fun, right? Because that's how they get you into it.
It's a game.
Yeah you're not trying to.
There's no prizes or anything. Yeah. Like I feel like arcades.
Actually, your prize is to play more.
Yeah, that's right. But pachinko was pretty confusing as well.
But pachinko is gambling.
It's too intense for me.
I just didn't know what was going on. Yeah. I was just like, what am I doing here? Like, what's happening?
I don't think anybody else knows either.
That's how old people feel like when they're getting scammed on Facebook.
It's just like every neuron in their brain firing as every like the music, the freaking ball bouncing around. Like,
because I bought a bucket of balls and I lost them all and I don't even know what happened. Yeah, I don't even know what happened.
Did you win anything?
No, you just like turn this little dial and I don't even know. There's just balls flying.
No, you weren't
everywhere.
Playing it right. You're supposed to be on your phone watching anime while you play
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.
See, but that wasn't
drinking.
That wasn't on the rule. That wasn't in the rules.
No, but everybody else was doing it.
They're not even looking at it.
I know.
We had to walk through one once.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the loudest things.
It's disorienting.
Like it was the fan was like the suck all the cigarette smoke. I was just like, yeah. And then the music is like, da, 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 da. And then every like 1,000 machines are just like, da, 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 da. You're just like, ah, get me out of here.
What I think is funny is when you walk by and the doors automatically open and just
hell.
The volume just of the street like, just goes up so
high. Honestly, it's impressive how they're able to contain the sound.
Yeah, but it opens it up. It's like the gates of hell. And it closes here and just silent again.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
And it's like that lighting has to be illegal. Like lighting
so
has to be illegal.
Oh, it's daytime 24/7 in there. It's
horrific. Worse than a casino.
And is the oxygen? It feels like there's more oxygen.
No,
in
there's
too.
Cigarette smoke. Like Will said, it's pure cigarette smoke.
Yeah, you're catching a nicotine buzz. You have like a nicotine buzz.
That's right. Yeah.
Wait, do cigarettes burn worse at higher atmospheres? Higher,
I guess they would. There's less oxygen.
Yeah. So where would they burn better?
Deep as you can go. Hell. No, Kevin, hell yeah.
Probably in a pachinko parlor, honestly.
No, there's still a little oxygen there. Unless they pump in extra.
No, they're pumping in extra oxygen. They got to be.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
What were the benefits then?
I saw a guy pull out a cigarette and just...
he killed it in one pull.
Yeah, dude.
Just gone. Dude, I think that would kill him.
I don't know, man.
What the fuck? Runs over to the vending machine,
he's
grabs
like,
another one.
Quit.
They sell double the number of cigarettes.
They're twice as long.
They probably do.
It's harder.
Customizes his own cigarette.
They have to make them twice as long.
Rolls them together.
Tapes them together.
But the smoking indoors in certain places is something I'm not used to. Like we went to a gaming cafe.
Gaming cafe.
And
where?
They had Japan? Exactly. Yeah. Before you showed up, we went. Mm. They had a smoking section. But it's like you look at the box and there's like holes in it.
No, it didn't even – the plastic sheeting didn't even reach the top. It just goes
– So the whole room just smelled like smoke.
Okay,
yeah. So people are in there smoking and the smoke's just
like it's
coming
hazy.
Over.
The whole room, there was
hazy.
A fan. There was
yeah,
a
the
fan.
Fan's like spreading the smoke
it's just
around.
Like
yeah, it was dying. Like it was, the fan was not pulling in
the
any air.
The fan had cancer.
I was like, what the hell is this?
Dude. And like, we were trying to play some games and my eyes were actually burning. It was like, burning.
It was, it was smoky enough that when we walked in, we're like, okay, we're going to have to get used to this.
Yeah.
Like, you have to acclimate to how much smoke is in.
Yeah,
just in the air.
Is that allowed anywhere here?
No.
It used to be. It was pretty recent. Like, only
Oh, at least Canada, it's gone.
Yeah, you can't do that anywhere in Canada.
Unless you go to, like, special places, like smoke places.
Or the reserves. The reservations.
Maybe,
you
yeah.
can. I think you can. I don't know.
What's exactly. that?
Like the native reserves? The
native reservations.
Mm. So like their rules are a bit more lax.
Maybe you can smoke in casinos, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, you can smoke in casinos there.
And here.
Here too?
Oh, really?
Smoke in casinos?
Yeah.
Oh, really? But they have better ventilation in casinos.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, everybody's
usually
smoking.
They have better, yeah. I know in Vegas you can.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when we saw that guy
who was just
like on the slot machine with like a bird?
Maybe not certain ones, but you're allowed to.
We saw a guy in Vegas. Yeah. He had a cigarette in his mouth and it was just like, he was like asleep while it was still.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the tribes can't allow it because we don't have state casinos. It's all tribal casinos.
Oh, so it's the same as Montreal.
Yeah. So I guess you totally can smoke in the casinos here if they allow it because they have jurisdiction over it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, that's the same thing as the native reserve. Because they can also sell like large, they have like fewer restrictions on tobacco in general. Mm. So I know people go there and they buy like just like a brick of tobacco. So they roll their own cigarettes. But apparently it's like super cheap because the tobacco is not federally taxed.
They probably can't do pre-made ones.
Yeah,
I think they can do whatever they want.
They could make their own, but
they make their own.
Yeah.
You can go there and buy like 700 cigarettes.
It's just
for
that
like
when
$10.
You go,
why can't I buy fireworks there, damn it?
You can. You actually can.
You can.
We should give them more land.
The crazy thing too was, I mean, this is like, an interesting thing that I heard is that there was a thing, this is all history of like around Montreal, there's something called the Oka crisis.
Oh yeah.
And there's a whole reasoning for why that happened, but
okra, like the
oka, no,
like the horrible vegetable.
Yeah.
But it's like there was a clash between a group of natives and the government.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it was.
I
but
so.
Kind of as it simmered down to not have it happen. They just kind of, the government's like, okay, let's just like move on. But what I heard was that the weapons they had, they just didn't go after them. So it's like there are people who just have like full auto guns.
Yeah.
There's never any crimes with it, but it's like the government just won't.
They don't mess with it.
They're all grandfathered in.
That's it. Same here.
They're just like, we're not to check if you have a permit. We're not going to check if you have it. Just like.
Oh, so this reservation or this tribe basically gets.
I don't even know what it is.
No,
but
it's like they have guns that you legally probably
like
can't.
Nowhere in Canada with any license.
You can't.
But it's
actually this one. You are grandfathered
reservation. Again. Is this one reservation specifically?
I think there's many problems.
There's a vibe.
Oh, but
don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
I mean, they're not doing anything with
no,
it.
No, they're not.
Like
they're not.
Shooting cans.
Committing crimes.
No.
No.
I've never heard of any
maybe,
crime.
Maybe
being
hunting.
With it.
They definitely use some of them
oh,
for
yeah.
hunting.
But
can you imagine you're like,
but in Canada, if you like, for example, my dad always
for, like,
tells
duck
this
hunting,
story.
Like a whole flock and you're just,
I hate the duck. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm not going to talk over Kevin.
Thank you.
Dude, well, because I hate the double stuff.
Yes.
But,
oh, yeah. You listen to the podcast.
Sorry?
You listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I know it's trash.
My grandfather in World War II, he had to do a bunch of gun tests. And part of what he got was a full auto Tommy gun with like a drum. So
the gangster gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was working at McGill, I think. Like my university.
Okay.
And so when the war ended, they were like, they were closing shop on all like the government run stuff. So he took the Tommy gun and he put it in the rafters in the public area. And he's like, I'm going to come back in like a month when the military's gone and get my gun back. He came back and it was gone. So he doesn't know who found it. It was probably like a janitor. But my dad always tells
the coolest janitor ever.
My dad always tells that story because if theoretically, if my grandfather got it, we would be able to own it.
So you'd have a family machine gun.
Yeah.
A family gangster gun.
So if it does turn up, then I mean.
No, you can't prove
but
it.
But you
now,
get,
though.
The problem is you get a, you can only inherit it.
Yeah.
And you get a prohibited license in Canada.
Mm.
That's the only way to get a prohibited, it's a prohibited license. You have to inherit the gun. But the thing with the natives is they're not even questioning if they have a license. They're like, just don't even. Which is the best deal ever.
Yeah, it's like, don't even ask. Yeah. What are they, so you, is there any way to lose it if you inherit it? Like,
so
there,
it's, yes. Yeah, so like if the moment you give up, the only way to get that license, it's kind of weird. If you inherit a fully auto gun, you get the prohibited and you can now buy fully auto guns from other people.
No way.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
If you give away your last prohibited gun, you lose the license and you can never get it again.
That's such a funny system.
Yeah.
Weird.
Because here, they, you know, there's like a set amount of machine guns because I think they banned them all in 1986.
You can't buy new ones.
Honestly, I'm, you know. I mean,
we don't need the machine gun.
Yeah.
But there's enough loopholes where anybody can still, like, you know, make new machine guns. You just have to say that you're like a firearms manufacturer.
It's such a huge pain.
It's not really as hard as you think.
Don't you need like a bunch of, you have to go through a bunch of hoops and stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of hoops, but overall it's like definitely doable. And a lot of people
don't do it. Most people don't do it because it's absolutely not worth it at all. Also, if you're willing to go through those hoops, you're probably not robbing banks with the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's designed to do.
You're super databased at that point.
Yeah, but what if you're selling them illegally to people who are robbing banks?
They're going to know exactly who did it.
You would do that anyway without...
That's true.
The one thing that I think the biggest thing that stops anyone from even wanting a full auto gun is just
the price.
The price.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're just like, dude, they're like, oh, you could shoot 30 bullets in 3 seconds.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, that's $90.
$2 a bullet. Yeah. You're like, I can't afford that.
this is not fun.
Yeah. You're like, you just like, okay. That was my budget for the day.
Yeah.
I can confirm that it's really not that fun.
Well, we went to Vegas and did it.
I think it's really fun. It's not that fun.
I shot a semi-automatic. That was enough.
But once you do it, then you're like, wow, that was really fun. But then you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's not just that expensive.
Fun. It was cool, but it was not that fun.
If it was cheaper, it would be more fun.
Yeah.
If it was super cheap, like the full auto, I think the only full auto that's economical is a 22.
Yeah.
Because it's like a penny a shot.
But like you don't, even then,
like
it's
little
like
blinking.
You realize.
Little,
like
BBs.
I had more BBs fun.
Yeah. Steel like, Storm. Umarex Steel Storm. It's like the most fun for $100 you can have.
What is it?
It's called the Umarex Steel Storm, I think. It's got like it shoots 5 BBs and like, dude, it's like the fire rate is like, I don't know, 2,000 BBs per second, but it's like,
wait, not a second.
No, a minute. So it's like 20 a second.
It's like,
but you can afford it. You can afford it because it's BBs.
Yeah.
It's honestly, I think that's more fun.
Yeah, BBs.
Because it does what you want. You're shooting like cans and a bunch of other stuff, but it costs you like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if they fly off like into the neighbor's yard, it's not going to kill anybody.
It's going to bounce off.
So you can do it actually on your property.
Yeah.
Like in your garage. So it's like you don't have to drive out to the desert and it's just like a big ordeal and costs you hundreds of dollars versus like just, you can just tinker whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, but you get that sound. You want that sound.
Like the A-10 Warthog. I want that like distant like...
No, it's the C-RAM, right? The anti-missile for the bases. That thing shoots like 1,000, what is it? Like 1,000 rounds a minute or more.
No, I think more like 3,000, 5,000. Yeah.
It's something stupid, but they're like, or it's like 100 a second.
Yeah.
Or I think the C-RAM, I think it's what it's called.
Shoots
like,
missiles and mortars.
It's like exploding. It's like exploding 30 mil bullets. Like, and it just goes, it's just like a high-pitched whine. It's to shoot missiles and stuff. But I think they're like, it costs like $10,000 a second to operate or something stupid.
Awesome.
It's kind of crazy though.
This is only a government could justify.
What do you mean? You don't want to buy one and put it in your backyard?
But
what are you shooting down?
Birds?
Bird.
Flies?
A squirrel on a bird feeder?
Squirrel? Oh my God, get out of my bird feeder, you little asshole.
No.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal though when you're shooting down like $100,000 missiles.
It gets, I think they were like, on average, it's like, I think I was reading about it. It's like, it's a lot of money to stop a missile.
Dude, how the fuck does that even work? How do you shoot down a missile? You have to like know exactly where it is. Yeah. You have to know exactly where it's going. You have to know exactly how fast your ammunition is. You have to know.
It's all computerized, right?
I think, you know, but it's,
but it does all that in,
in milliseconds.
I mean,
less than a second. Yeah.
So what always blows my mind is when I read certain stats where they're like, I think it's the Russian, I don't know the American one, but it's like the Russian S-400 or the whatever.
They're anti ballistic missile.
Yeah. Thing. They'll be like, it can see missiles, I think like 400 kilometers away, but it can't do anything. It can just like loosely track them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like within 100 or 200 kilometers, it can start getting like
calculating
how to intercept it. Or maybe it can actually intercept at 400. I think it can launch missiles at planes
and then
400 kilometers
like
away.
Yeah.
So I was reading, I got confused because they're saying the new F-16s and the F-22s, it blocks the locking. So they can get within like 50 kilometers of it. It can see it, but it can't lock. And then I'm like, what's a lock? And it has to do with like mathematically truly understanding exact positioning, and there's all this stuff. So it's like the stealth is able to block certain signals. I don't know. It's really complicated.
That's a good question. It feels like a movie meme.
What they do is they like they like send a phase because, you know, it like bounces off and then it comes back. So they can like chain, like they send out a signal that like inner, that like is, you know, oppositely phased of their signal. So,
but they have stuff in like, their thing to see that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To, like,
so they can make the F-16 look like it's further or closer or further away than it actually is by like modifying the signal bouncing back.
That's horrific.
By, like, yeah.
That's radar.
Yeah.
So it's like it's basically injecting third-party radar signals into the return signal.
Yeah,
to make confuse it. So it doesn't come in as bad data. It comes out as modified data.
Yeah. So it looks insanity. Like it's there, but it's totally off.
But I'm pretty sure then they have something that they're like, oh, we account for that. And then they're like, oh, well, we have a thing that accounts for the thing that accounts for that.
It's going to get to the point where they're just going to like incorporate AI and ChatGPT into the guns.
Well, no, well, I thought
you suck at flying a plane, you little bitch.
Take this down.
What I thought was crazy.
It's just going to be an Indian guy driving it. Like they got the food delivery.
A mechanical Turk missile targeting system.
You can't. That's too slow. And also, I'm pretty sure it's just too slow.
It's too slow. Yeah, I don't think
it's. Yeah, it's going to be too slow. You need computer technology.
Dude, this is why they use lasers. Like, designators, like I didn't really know how it works. Apparently, I was talking to somebody. My drone thing, that's literally how laser designators work.
Like, what do you mean?
My drone targeting system, like that is exactly how like classical laser designators work. Is you point the laser, it's pulsing at a frequency with maybe some encoding so that you can like make it more protected. And then it literally just sees the dot and it modifies its, you know, fins, its controls to go to the dot. Like it that's exactly how.
Oh, and because it's pulsing, it can see it as like a signal and not like some random crap. It sees the signal.
It doesn't, it's not measuring the light. It's measuring the signal. And so the only problem you have is competing with the sun because the sun will saturate your sensor and you can't see anything.
Yeah.
So as long as your sensor is able to have some threshold, even when it's really bright, you can then see the signal coming through.
There's just so much technology. So what I was going to say is like in Ukraine, Russia had their, I think it was like their hypersonic missiles and stuff. And they were afraid they weren't going to be able to intercept a lot of them. But they're like, oh, Ukraine put a bunch of programmers on it and they came up with a software patch that it's like they, based on how they saw it working, they just made a profile for that missile. Apparently it's like people, I don't know if this is true, but this thing, it goes hypersonic, but the problem was as it's on its descent, it's hypersonic. But when you're hypersonic, it's really hard to like, change directions. Okay. So they said
it's like driving a forklift really fast.
Apparently they said like 2 miles before impact, it actually puts on like air brakes.
So that's where they tried to hit
it. So it could do like last minute deviation. And like that's where they intercepted it or something. Like, but as it's slowing down and they know it's going to do that. And based on the hypersonic trajectory, they can see it, but this is what my friend was telling me. It's like, they can't stop it, but they know it's going to slow down. And you can do the calculation to like hit it at that point. Something like that. It's like, smart. Well, we did a software patch and now we can stop this missile. And you're like, that's it? You just, it's software?
Is that the missile that comes out of the ground? Like the video, it's like.
No.
Like it goes up and then it like rotates down.
That's just a dick measure.
No, but did you see the ones?
Like, it's so cool.
Like, Kevin, did you see the ones where the bottom one doesn't go? It just goes up, falls back down and blows the launcher.
Yeah.
There's a few of those.
Those are good.
If I were one of those guys, I'd be like, I'm not in that when the missile goes.
Mine was the one that makes it go up. Yours was supposed to do the sideways thing.
I like the classic 45 degree angle.
I want the missile to launch up and then it starts flying sideways.
I want to like do a backflip before it hits you. It's like, whoop.
You know what's, have you ever watched videos of the silo missiles?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a boost charge that gets it out of the silo, and then the other one goes. And I'm always like, what happens if it doesn't? It falls back in the silo.
The door closes.
Yeah. Like, it blows up.
We'll pretend that didn't happen.
I'm sure that's happened. I'm sure it's happened.
It's probably happened
at
least once.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's video of the one, the rocket goes up.
Yeah.
It just comes and blows up the machine, and you're like,
this is why I hate explosives. It's so like, have we told the mortar story, the 4th of July mortar story? Have we ever told that?
Oh,
story?
I don't think so. I feel like it's about that. It's like the anniversary.
This is like some don't play with the fireworks kids story.
I feel like we had to have.
We never told this story?
Let's hear it.
We probably told
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
So we, 4th of July, like several years ago,
we'll tell you.
We drove from, a couple of us drove from California to Ohio to Peter Sripal's place. And then Kevin and Sandra drove from Florida to Peter's place. And it's 4th of
and
July.
And I couldn't because of COVID.
Oh.
Borders closed.
Oh, they wouldn't let you. Yeah. So we all drove. Actually, driving we thought would be better. Driving definitely exposed you to way more people than flying would have. And so we, you know, because we don't do fireworks here. It's just not really allowed. We used to have fountains and stuff. And then they like squinched on all of that. You can't buy shit here anymore. So we went to, we go to like somewhere in Indiana, which is close to Peter. We get all the good shit.
Yeah.
The
fireworks.
Dude, it was it's better than Ohio.
It was like a Walmart sized fireworks shop.
That's my dad's friend bought a decommissioned mortar. That Indiana is where my dad's friend bought a decommissioned mortar that turned out to be not decommissioned.
Is she on the phone?
Hello.
Kevin.
He's taking a phone call.
Hello, this is Lisa Corby with PRC, and I would like to ask you some questions about doctors and hospitals in this area.
I am no doctor.
Are you in this household who would make decisions about which hospital a doctor goes to?
I'm 16.
No, I'm 16.
Okay, is that person available?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Yeah, it's me. Hello.
I'm 16.
Hello.
Hi, I am the father.
Of the 16-year-old.
Of the 16-year-old.
This is Lisa with PRC, and I'd like to ask you some questions about doctors and hospitals.
I can't do this.
Are you an adult in a household who would make decisions about which hospital or doctor to go to?
I think so. How do I know?
Yes.
No, I can't do that.
No.
Why'd you get... We could have just been the same guy.
That was a joke. I was trying to be the same guy, but just with a fake voice. So she would be like...
Wait, what? You were putting on a fake voice.
Yeah.
But then you were trying to be a guy faking the fake guy?
That's what it sounded
like. No, I was a kid.
Yeah,
I was
pretending to be a kid. Started as a kid.
Yeah. And then why'd you do triple? Why'd you be a kid? Yeah. And then
you, that was the dad was dying.
She asked me again, like, are you an adult? And I'm like, maybe I don't sound adult enough. Let me go deeper.
You should have said.
That's
why
the adult.
Why do you have three?
I've been smoking cigarettes for 400 years.
Poor lady.
Dude, was that a real person?
Of all things.
I think it was real.
It sounded like a script.
It sounded like a script, but I think they were real.
Yeah. It was very bizarrely repetitive, but she also probably says the same thing about 1,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry for that interruption.
Saying you're 16 years old was not enough to get him to hang up.
Yeah, it's like, would you come to this hospital if you blew your face up in a firework accident?
Yeah,
I'd go to any hospital if I put my face up. In a firework.
Yeah, I don't really care, lady. Like,
yeah.
Are you close to me?
I don't look at hospital reviews on my way to the hospital. Like, I just go to the fucking hospital.
First of all, I'm not even looking if my face is gone.
Yeah. But I can't see anymore. My eyes got ripped out of my skull. I can't shit anymore. My ass got ripped out of my ass.
That's what I should have said.
Is that often? Do you guys get phone calls like that where they ask you about?
Kevin does.
I get them because I answer them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the AI has picked up. The algorithm has picked up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they never sent me toe picks back from last week's episode.
No.
Yeah. They're trying to sell me solar, and I'm like, if you're a real person, send me pictures of your toes.
And they didn't.
They never did.
Cowards.
I'm not buying a solar.
They're not real person. It's not a real person.
Yep.
That's how you know it's a bot. Bots don't have toes. Or it's got like six toes.
Yeah. Well, you need to finish. Oh
yeah. Okay. So basically, this is like it's like firework. Virginity is like just getting shredded, right? We're like, I'm so excited. Peter has a bunch of shit that I don't even think you can get that in Indiana. I don't know where he gets it from. Where
did he get bootleg?
It was like mortars.
Oh yeah, it was from like. It's like his Thai family or something.
Something crazy. Yeah, some mafia shit.
Yeah.
Wait, they were like shipped?
No, I think somebody puts on like a fireworks show and they smuggle some like real
ones.
Shit in. Oh,
yeah.
You don't want
ones. They're not like the real ones. They're like. They're not. I don't know what real is.
Real are like the big round balls that weigh like 100 pounds.
Actual bomb. Yeah. No, this is like a 2-inch diameter cardboard tube.
Okay.
Yeah, but packed hot.
Yeah.
They're spicy.
It's pretty much what the guy on your block does when you're just like, it's midnight and you're like, fucking stop.
Yes, those.
Were they the type where you see them go off and you're like, I understand why fireworks are illegal in some places?
It was like they were just packed with flash powder. There wasn't any stars. It was just like a solid
bang.
Yeah. Just like a flash. It's like, and then, yeah.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Peter, when he was like 18, had built this like mortar launcher. It's like a piece of like welded exhaust tube. Mm. You know, exhaust tube is meant to be at like no pressure.
No, it's high pressure, very durable.
Yeah, it looks like the classic grenade launcher too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, I feel like exhaust.
The
exhaust stuff is like one step up from foil.
Yes.
Or no, it's like two steps up.
It's not good. It's cheap though. and it's what an 18-year-old has access to.
Right.
When you weld it, it goes right through.
So we were putting the mortars in there, like taking them out of the cardboard, putting them into this. And then, you know, Peter's like, oh, I always shake them to make sure there's like a lift charge on them. I don't know what happened, but at his some point failed. it didn't work. And the whole thing just blew up in his face.
Talking about artillery and mortars that don't go off.
It was probably the scariest, one of the scariest like emergency situations. Like ended up being like bad. Mm. He just kind of ripped his face open a little bit.
His cheek. He had like a big, like two cuts,
like a Joker scar on half his face.
He's like holding it like this, right? So it shot blew the back end off.
The whole thing exploded. And flew
back. Banana peeled up like backwards, and then shot the cap off, and it like grazed his.
Yeah.
So it was like shrapnel just slicing his face.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah.
Damn.
He just got.
The cut was so big, and it was like so swollen that we thought like it had gone in. It was like embedded in his cheek or something.
Damn. Yeah.
There's just blood everywhere, and we were just like.
Did you say his hand was hurt too?
His hands were fine. I think mostly.
Yeah, I think so.
It was just his face.
But if he was aiming it like dead on like this, it would have hit him in the face.
Blinded him.
He had safety glasses on, but it was still like not.
I don't think safety glasses would have done enough.
Safety glasses are pretty good.
Yeah.
What he thinks happened was like, you know how they have that lift charge that shoots them out of the tube, then they have a fuse. That's like, you know, it lights a fuse at the bottom of the firework. So when it gets up there, then it blows up. He thinks that fuse wasn't in there. So as soon as the lift charge went up, it also ignited the main charge in the firework.
Just
so
somebody at the factory screwed up or something?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
What was your guys' response? Like, what happened immediately after?
First of all,
we just immediately panicked and we
threw all the fireworks in the lake.
Got rid of the evidence. Yeah.
Started digging a hole for when he died.
Yeah.
No, we just booked it to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then because it was COVID. I don't want to say everything that we did, but we definitely, we had some things.
Will, suffice it to say, you've told me the story. It was 4th of July.
It was 4th of July. Some crimes were committed.
What's the statute of limitations?
We definitely did something illegal that day. I don't remember.
It was a good 4th of July.
It was a great 4th
of July. And you had the things you need for 4th of July.
Right.
And then went to the hospital.
We went to the hospital. That's all that matters. We got Peter to the hospital. And he realized his health insurance had lapsed.
That's a good irony to learn.
For Peter.
I was like that is
on the day of celebrating America.
Yeah.
I know.
Then you learn
your health insurance.
You learn something not so great.
Something not very cash money. And then it turns out that it basically was just two lacerations on his face.
Yeah.
And he was fine.
But thankfully
he was fucked up for a couple of days. He was just like
big gauze.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was during COVID too, so nobody could like sit with him in the ER. Like we just had to leave him there and go.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys see anybody else who was injured in the hospital by fireworks? On 4th of July?
There had to have been.
So many people just get destroyed on 4th of July.
Thousands?
Or at least hundreds.
Yeah, it's got to be. I would not be surprised at all.
But it's like there's like fatalities, a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
Fireworks are bad. Like, I love fireworks, but holy shit.
I like fireworks. They weed out the bad engineers.
Yeah. That's us.
No, but like, that's true. But when you have it where, like, you know, for example, some people hold those mortars.
Yeah.
I think so. They just don't.
Oh, yeah.
They just blow their hands off.
Somebody put it on top of their head. And to shoot it out of the tube on their head, and it worked. But the force going down was still so much it killed them.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, because the force to shoot a two inch mortar 1,000 feet in the air is gave him a
concussion. I guess if you got a big one that's like a pound, and you're launching it like 200 feet in the air instantly. Yep.
Yeah, it's like getting
it's
punched
like just
in the head.
Just like a baseball bat. Yeah, you just went dunk and just bumped you.
That's hilarious. Like, just do a little bit of math and you would realize how bad.
Someone just bunks you with a baseball bat.
Yeah, but was it a kid or like a full grown adult?
It was an adult. Yeah.
It's bad because it's basically an impulse, right? Because how long is it in the tube for? Like the
fraction of a second.
So you can just assume the force is a spike and then you put that load on their neck and you're just like, yeah, it's probably equivalent to actually a baseball bat being swung like 10 times as hard as a normal person.
And the mortar thing's just like a piece of plastic
too.
Some
Flintstones, Flintstones?
Just a little club hit on the head.
It's like going off a one-story building and just diving into the concrete.
So my introduction to fireworks was actually Nigel growing up.
Of course. It's either drugs or explosives.
Bombs, yeah.
That's what gets you into chemistry.
So
it's never like, I want to make cancer drugs. I want to make regular drugs or explosives.
Yeah.
So anyways, yours was explosives?
I want to make the biggest bomb possible. When I was a kid, no. Yeah, when I was a kid, I wanted to just blow everything up.
Yeah.
Dude, it was crazy. They would go to like United States with their family, and then because I was their neighbor, and then they would come back, and I knew they were back because you just heard like explosions in the backyard, just like a ton of
oh, my hands.
I did blow my hand up once.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was not, I mean, thankfully not that bad, but we were putting firecrackers.
Which one? Let me see.
You don't see anything. Like, no. When I explain to you, you'll understand, but it's like we'd put it in tubes, mm-hmm. and I found out that if you put a little, like, you know, the little tiny, like, baby firecrackers.
Yeah, yeah, like the ones that would be on like a strip that go.
Yeah, the little red ones.
Red rockets.
We would slide them into a little tube that I bought at the hobby store, and I put a BB which fit perfectly in the front. Yeah, I mean, I think it's like effectively a gun and might be illegal. But
yes,
what I found out was instead of a BB, you could put like, you know, another firecracker. If you tied it properly, it would launch a firecracker and blow up in the air. So it's basically just like making your own fireworks. Yeah. My dad taught me that.
Nice.
But what I ended up doing is we would shoot a BB. And one day I was like, you know what? I'm going to shotgun it. So I'm going to put like 6 BBs in. Turns out that the BBs were too heavy. So when the firecracker went off, it just shot all like the little like plaster backwards.
Oh.
And my hand was in front of the tube. So it just pelted my hand. And as a kid, do you ever pinch your finger in a binder and you got like a little blood blister?
Yeah.
That was just like my whole hand. But when it went off, my hand just went numb. And I'm like, I blew my hand off as a kid. But I went inside and just like there's red dots everywhere. Then they all became blood blisters. That was the first time where I was like, things can go wrong when you work with. But it was like such a small, it was like a nice lesson on something that actually can't really.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't learn it the hard way. Like the
we started doing bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah.
We started doing the bigger ones that when there's like the ones that shoot in the air and explode. I found the most powerful one you can get.
The Roman candles. You guys remember the Roman candles?
But you take it apart.
Shit here. That's the first time I played with those was Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you were like, there's ones like cherry bombs that blow up in the
cherry
air.
Bombs.
I found one that's way more powerful. But if you unpeel it, you get rid of like the whatever the booster charge, and it's just a firecracker.
Yeah, like a big
but
one.
But I'm pretty sure if you hold it in your hand, it'll like blow some fingers off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like that's when I started doing stuff with that. Then I was like, I was very careful. I never threw it or whatever. But at some point, I was like, this is just getting into
dangerous territory.
Every kid needs to be shown. I think we definitely said this
the
before.
The spaghetti like, hands.
You got to show them spaghetti hands.
I saw it, and that's when I quit.
And you're like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to have spaghetti hands. And then you stop. You just stop.
I saw spaghetti hands.
Yeah.
And then I was like, can it really do that to your hand? So then I took a plastic. I think I told you this. I did 2 tests, but I took chicken cutlets at the grocery store, and I taped them really tight around the
thing. Drumstick.
Yeah, and then I blew it up and it just sprayed meat on my fence. And I was like, I quit. Today is the day I quit.
I can't believe that you never had like the good fireworks in California. No. Like you grew up without that.
Yes.
Kevin's like, what is your childhood?
I know, because some of my favorite times were like 4th of July making my own fireworks too. Like I would put bottle rockets and then a sparkler and then like some of the satellites that fly off to
Kevin's
the side.
Kevin's explaining how people die on 4th of July.
And explaining like the guy who makes bullets more deadly. Like this is the pipeline.
I do
and then
not
you light it and
it,
nothing happens.
At all.
It's too heavy.
You didn't have that at all.
I did not have that
experience
at all.
Because you can stage bottle rockets by having one light off another, and then eventually it's like comes down.
Dude, I mean that's a great child. You were a child, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But
that's
he also survived.
I was definitely younger than I should have been.
Right, right.
Deprived of this.
Can you imagine what kids have today?
TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teenage twerking videos on TikTok.
They don't get to experience
Minecraft.
Yeah. Why would you be playing with fireworks when you could watch twerking videos on TikTok? Spider-Man and Elsa?
You could be playing Defense Contractor Simulator on the 4th of July. Making cluster bombs out of bottle rockets.
No. You have an app where you make fireworks, but it's on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Firework farmer.
Fireworks simulator.
Firework hand simulator. Firework surgeon simulator. You get to repair all the hands that get blown off. Ooh, this one's a doozy. You get to rebuild.
Oh, hi, man. Pepepo. Come here, Pepepo. Come here.
Why was she screaming?
She bit me.
She bit you.
And then she said, why you're supposed to be
why
would,
yeah, yeah.
Bit you. Hi. Hi, Pepepo. Come here. Come here, Potato. Come here, Potato.
Oh,
come
here.
Charlie bit me.
Come here, Potato.
Do you guys see those AIs?
Have you given those away?
No. I want to give these away. Here.
I think you've already basically done that.
No.
Oh, you taped it. You're
I taped
smart.
It. So these are at Open Sauce, Joseph Prusa.
How many do you have?
I have two. Yeah. This is the guy that made the Prusa printers. He gave these to me to give away to people at Open Sauce, but I was too busy. I never really had the chance. So if you want a 3D printer from Prusa, send it to my Instagram.
Go to the Safety Third Patreon.
Yeah, and send me a message on.
Kevin.
Okay, go on the Safety Third Patreon.
Yes, thank God we can pay our bills.
Is this legal?
No.
The thing is anybody going to check the messages?
No, you have to have I looked into this. It's like a raffle. You have to have a free way to win, but the way they do it is like convoluted mail and things. So if you want to mail something to us, we'll just completely ignore it and fuck you. You got to go to the Safety Third
send
Patreon.
Send me a message on my Instagram of why you want this printer and what you do with it, and I'll send you the code.
File a crime. Say we've committed crime. Who? I don't even know who to talk to.
I got a bunch of stuff here that I got from Open Sauce. If you want to look at it,
yeah,
I'm wearing my favorite swag,
Mr. Kite, the Titanic guy from our Discord.
Our Discord made everybody these pins.
Well, that's pretty cool.
He's got like a Titanic.
Oh, it's all 3D printed.
Yeah, 3D printed and painted.
Oh, that's dope. Oh,
that's actually a lot of work.
Mr. Yeah. Kite has a Titanic fetish.
This is your loot right here?
He's a boat guy, a ship guy.
He's a pervert. He's a Titanic pervert.
No, you stay away from this.
Potatoes.
No.
Potatoes in.
She loves my trinkets.
She came in for the kill.
I'll give her this trinket. This is from some guy, Turtles Horde. He makes like gems and that's a ruby.
Oh, that's
made from a laser ruby. So
what does that mean?
So, you know, like a laser rod. Like how you make like the laser crystal, like he cut gemstones out of it.
That's cool.
Using a laser?
Using a laser. It's like the material that you use to make a laser.
Oh, okay, right.
He like cut
it was surplus.
Right, right.
He also gave me like a giant chunk of sapphire.
I want this.
Whoa, wait. What is this?
Wait, Kevin.
Pure sapphire.
Where are you getting these things? I want all of this.
Somebody from Open Sauce, turtleshorde.com.
You literally can't cut this shit.
Yeah, no, it's... You need diamond.
You know the last time I...
Get me this in diamond, and
we
then
cut,
we'll talk.
At my old job, we had to cut sapphire lenses, or sapphire windows. It was like little windows for something. It took like freaking hours on the water jet. Because it's sapphire. The garnet is like sapphire, I'm pretty sure. And so the abrasive in the water jet is like you're abrading itself.
Yeah.
And so it's really slow.
So you need like diamond dust.
I mean, the garnet is sapphire. Yeah. It's like garnet is what it's called. It's garnet, I think, is sapphire. You could use diamond dust, I guess, but it's probably just cheaper to just let the machine run for longer.
Yeah. Somebody made these and handed them out to people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I saw that.
What are these? What's the sapphire for, Kevin?
I don't know.
You're never going to be able to do anything with this.
It's a paperweight.
Yeah.
I think he said it was going to be like a window for a laser.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Something.
That's cool as hell.
I don't know. Like, what else did I... Oh, yeah. Actually, I want to open these. This is for Patreon-only people. What? So, some guy was walking around giving out Bill Nye Justice the Science Guy action like cards.
Oh, yeah. I got those, too.
You got those, too?
I think I've seen these.
What's in it? Are we going to open it?
Yeah, let's open it and give it away to Patreon members.
Okay.
He gave me some for you also.
So, this is Bill Nye the Science Guy. Yeah, dude.
These are vintage cards.
I'm so sorry.
How old are they?
Wait, these are real?
They're real, yeah.
Oh my God, these are real.
Yeah.
I thought he made them.
No.
Wait, what the hell?
No, he gave.
Who is this guy? I have his card. He has like a laser sintering business where he, like, you can make stuff with a laser.
You can just get some of this
package with a laser, and I gave his little sample that he gave me of like a coin to some kid, and the kid stole it.
So wait, those are old school?
They're so old.
Why he isn't looks the same. There an artificial brain? This is,
I want cards.
What? So
of me?
Is this a game? Oh, it's just like facts. This feels like something you get like as an extra in a pack of gum. Computers are pretty powerful, right? Well, the human brain is lighter, more compact, and more complex than any computer developed so far. And besides storing a whole bunch of information, our brains also form personalities, feelings, and emotions. Since the brain is so complicated, humans don't know everything. That's cool. I don't like these cards.
Here, Nigel.
Oh, I have one already.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, all the photos are like ripped from directly from Bill Nye the Science Guy videos. They look like absolute shit.
They're just screenshots.
Like it's got like that like JPEG. You want more JPEG meme energy?
Oh no.
Yeah, this is
These are cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How old are these?
It probably says on the pack,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody
90 or early 2000s, maybe.
Somebody made me this. It's a Among Us in a Bear Trap.
Where did I put the pack?
Is it a sticker?
Yeah, it's a sticker.
You tossed it, didn't you?
Oh, I love getting swag from people. It's great. Like, I got this because I rizzed up Plankton. I got him. I got a 6 out of 10.
Well, you did rizz him.
I rizzed him up
Master
good.
Rizzler.
There's no date. I don't see any dates.
Oh, that's cool. What is that? That's shiny.
Somebody,
one.
Like, all they did at OpenSauce was, like, go around and fix stuff for people.
Oh, that's dope.
So he would give people business cards, and you could just, if you called him, he would come and he had, like, that's a toolkit. Really,
oh, I think I heard someone, one of their machines broke.
Well, you can, yes, pop the Saturn out and hang it.
Do you want my trash? Is that what
that
you're
is
coming?
So cool?
Yeah.
You coming for Papa's trash?
See. And oh, yeah. Somebody did this. It's like a laser. They engraved that with a laser.
It's like a coin, right? Yeah, this is a coin.
Yeah. That's like a thing they do at Maker Faires, is everybody makes coins to give away to people.
Right, right.
Also, I guess OpenSauce.
You have a switchblade?
Oh, yeah. Here. Do I have some? I'm looking for one thing specifically, which is that guy's business card. He gave me his rarest Bill Nye cards.
He gave you the worst Bill Nye cards?
I don't know. They're all the bad. Rarest, the best ones.
I don't really.
The coil gun people.
So it said there's, you can win a vacation to Disney World.
The really bad.
It said.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if anybody even claimed that. Yeah, because it says you could have won a free trip to Disney.
Yeah, I don't see where, though.
See details on box.
Where's the box?
Also, I like this. Somebody made a tiny little IGBT. They 3D printed it.
Wow. That's some train people shit.
Storby.
Train people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. People
who build trains. This is from General Ugo. It's a Heimlich fleshlight.
Bug's Eye fleshlight.
Yeah, Bug's Eye.
Bug's Eye fleshlight.
It fell off my badge, but I found it later on, so it's meant to be.
He had hundreds of them, so it could have been, you picked up some.
Oh, that's from Colorado PCB.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Tiny tape measure?
Yeah.
That's epic. I think I must have gotten one of those.
Formlab sent me some cool stuff, too. This is just like something that they resin printed, whatever. That's not that cool, but this one is cool. Did I ever show it to
the
camera?
Where did Nigel go?
This one.
Oh, yeah, we saw it.
Yeah, we saw that one.
It's the lithograph, right? Or what are they? Yeah, lithopane? Yeah. Lithopane?
Oh, yeah, and then this one, which I think we also tried to show, but it wouldn't show up on camera. Did you see these?
Did you? It's like a excessive overkill, the YouTuber who made the
aiming
airsoft gun.
So, yeah, that's some of my favorite. Oh, yeah.
Persistence of Vision LED badge. That's my.
Oh, Potatoes stole my trophy that I got from beating some kid in Super Smash Bros.
You want a Smash Bros?
The little gold trophy there that they were giving
out?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, is that the one that she stole?
Yeah.
I already gave my, I gave my Prusa printers away to volunteers at OpenSauce.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. I forgot.
Oh, is that a poker chip? That's cool.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. What is that?
No, this is my badge. I don't know. What is it?
Did you get any cool swag at OpenSauce, Nigel?
Some kind of puzzle.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
No, it's a puzzle.
No cool swag for me.
No.
This
swag,
was
no riz.
Some kid wanted my signature.
I don't know.
He wanted me to sign his badge, and I'm like, okay, if you can beat me in Smash.
Oh yeah, that's
I what, won.
How old was the kid?
Like 12.
she has the card.
Didn't stand a chance.
What do you remember?
What did you play?
Sorry?
What's your
Pikachu?
What's
your man.
Well, I was going to say my free thing, the biggest thing I'm excited about is I applied to Form Labs to get one of the free printers.
Nice. You had to apply?
Well, they just said send us an email.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, he was actually like pretty, when he got back to me, he's like, oh, we can just hop on a call.
Yeah,
but
no,
I was like, I'm
can't.
Coming out to LA.
Are you offering?
So next Monday, he's like, they just want to know what you need to use it for, if it's like worth them.
Printing.
No,
what did you like about
OpenSauce? They're just curious.
I liked everything about OpenSauce.
Everything?
I hate the devil.
No,
oh, is that? No, is that
at OpenSauce, the Form Labs guy, though, said,
he doesn't
like
that?
I was like, what do I have to say in order to get the printer? He's like, honestly, his exact words were, honestly, we pretty much know every creator here, and we think everyone deserves one. So he's like, so it's
liar.
Almost more of a. He just
he's
said it's more of a
he's
formality.
Right
almost
now.
Everybody deserves one.
He didn't say almost. He actually was very. He said we know everyone 100. Here.
Yeah.
And he's like, everyone, if they email us, I don't see why they wouldn't get one.
Do you think? Do you
That's
think
what
we
he
get
said.
A, we should get a Formos printer.
They just want to know that you're actually going to use it for the.
I would do hell
for some
part of the conversation.
Yeah.
The
I
don't know.
Wait, I definitely. I need to print one tiny little gear.
Like high res stuff.
I need one tiny little like.
I think if you just mention it in a video, being like
one thing that I could probably get on Amazon for like $5.
No chance.
Like, but the problem is I don't know where to find it. Like
stealing candy from
no, but if you need it, I'd say if you need it for a video,
yes.
And as long as you just print it and go, oh, using the Forum Labs printer, we're able to get like this. I had to use this resin printer to get this whatever this resolution. I feel like that's.
I do.
They just want to know that you're not going to just be like, oh, I'm getting it. And
Kevin
just,
and I can share a Forum Labs.
Yeah.
We don't need two.
You don't need two.
No.
No.
Kevin's like, yes, we do.
No.
It's.
No, the FDM printers you need lots of, but I think if you're doing stuff with resin frequently enough where you need two, you might as well just
end it. Resin's like specialty.
Yeah. Resin's like.
Dude, I saw that you can print alumina.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want it
That's
for.
That's pretty cool.
Like, you can what?
Like, yeah, they had like
ceramics.
Yeah, you basically, you print it, then you sinter it.
What? What? The resin?
Well, it's probably, they said it's like, the resin obviously is like some binding agent with the alumina. They were able to like, you turn it into something, then you sinter it. And they said it's like 90 something percent the density of pure alumina.
And there's like a shrink factor that's already calculated into it?
I think what it's this? Calculated
this
into the
pops
print.
Out. Jupiter pops out.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
And you can wear it like.
We're doing the split audio thing?
Collect all nine planets to make your own mobile.
No, we got to keep
If you didn't say it, I would
have
stopped.
To keep talking.
Is this for Patreon?
This is the Bill Nile one? This
yeah.
Bill
you can
Nile
pop out your Saturn and hang it from a hanger.
Dude, Bill Nile, like how.
Huh?
This Patreon?
No.
What? We never.
No.
The podcast just completely.
Maybe the podcast should be over now and
say a proper goodbye.
And then the next, and then 10 seconds is going to transition to Patreon.
Oh, is that how that works?
10,
I would say that it's better if it
9,
ended before.
No,
8,
this is the whole.
7,
this is how the podcast works. It's
6,
fucking no. There's no rules.
5
and somehow
4.
No,
3.
Think everybody go to
2,
patreon.com/
1,
and
it's time
us.
For the Patreons.
Prime Day is coming July 16th and 17th with epic deals exclusively for Prime members. You'll feel like you just won an award.
Oh, wow. I didn't even prepare a speech. I'd like to thank my family for always needing stuff. Also, Sam, my delivery guy, for bringing all my awesome deals so fast. You're the man, Sam!
Shop deals on electronics, home, and more this Prime Day, July 16th and 17th.